7:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. The A's come to town. Don't get to see them here in Milwaukee all that often. And perhaps, seems likely the last time is the Oakland A's, Adam.
Well, yeah, we'll see, though. They're still working on that, it sounds like. That sounds like some pretty exciting state legislature hearings. Have you been following that?
There's movement on that in Oakland?
Well, no, I'm sorry. I mean, in Las Vegas.
Oh, right. To get that through.
Legislature working out the funding. I would not mind trips to Las Vegas, though. You know, it's always about me. I'd be sad to see them leave Oakland, but Vegas would be an interesting addition to the itinerary.
So every sport is totally over the whole illusion of since ever we can't have professional sports in Vegas. What, because of the gambling? Everybody's well over that, right?
Well, I think so. And now gambling outfits are part of advertising at stadiums. We were just in Cincinnati, and there's an MGM sports book right there in the stadium at Great American Ballpark. So I think that's coming to your seat eventually. I don't know that it's there quite yet. Someone correct me if I'm wrong about that. But that is a big part of the game now.
I was going to ask you about that, Adam. So in Cincinnati, what's that like? You buy a ticket and you just sit in there the whole game?
I think so. I think it's a club. It's like one of the party areas at American Family Field that you see up over left field now, or on the right field line on what was the warning track. It's an all-inclusive area, if I'm correct. I didn't get down there myself. I'm still not allowed to do that sort of thing during a game.
Sure.
So I was up in the press box myself.
Anybody seen Adam? Yeah, he went for a walk.
Yeah. Check out the early lines on football.
Well, you know, the rules are different in every state, and particularly here in Wisconsin. You can't have, you can't do the betting on the phone at this point. Perhaps that could change down the road. But regardless, do you see a day where we're betting on balls and strikes, like in our seats?
Yes, and I think that is, when Wi-Fi came into these stadiums, that's a precursor for all of that, to have great access at your seat, and it started, you're ordering food now at your seats at stadiums. And I do believe that in-game prop bets are going to become a part of the future. And look, it's a huge source of revenue. Teams have found and states have found, and that's why they're exploring how to make it happen.
So, in terms of the baseball this weekend, how do the Brewers stack up against the A's?
Well, most teams stack up pretty well against the A's, but that doesn't mean the A's can't take it to you on any given night. And that's baseball, and we saw it here with, some rough Brewers teams, say early 2000s, and you could still beat a good team on any given night.
Oh, so dude, I was just my bad. I was just looking. I had in my brain the A's of years past.
And
I'm just checking the standings. 14-50
are the A's. No, they're
not
having the best year. Okay. But lots of former Brewers. Esteury Ruiz, the outfielder that the Brewers traded, is having a great year, stealing tons of bases. And I'm really excited to see Lucas Ercik. He was an infielder the Brewers drafted several years ago, top prospect, converted to pitching, battled demons off the field, got his life back in order, and he's in the big leagues with Oakland. And it's a really cool story, and I would love to see him get to pitch here.
What do you say when you see, like, the press wags from Oakland in the press box? You're like, man, I'm sorry. Sorry about your team
here.
No, look, here's the secret for covering teams. You want to cover a really good team or a really bad team. The worst type of team to cover is 81-81 because they're just sort of like middling. They're just there. They win some, they lose some. The storylines, if you're talking about just from a coverage point of view, a good team is really interesting to cover, obviously. And a bad team, you have tons of turnover. You have new guys getting opportunity. You have some great stories like the aforementioned Lucas Ercik. You have releases. You have signings. There's all sorts of news happening, and just if we're talking about just covering a club like that, it can be really interesting.
And buckets of outrage from the fans always fuels that.
Well, I mean, that you're going to get no matter what. The Dodgers have tons of outrage from the fans.
Right. That's
coming
true.
Up on 7:50, Adam McKelvey is the MLB writer for the Milwaukee Brewers. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
See ya.
And we got Mark Tauscher coming up next.